There was an old friar of late that lived in Dublin city, and hard by the castle great gate. Now pray, now attend to this ditty. He lodged at the house of the squire, whose lady would often presume to suffer this bald-pated friar to put his old pope into Rome. This was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. His landlord one morning did fetch a walk which he loved as his life. Returning again he did catch the friar abed with his wife. He run to the convent, behold, this friar in hopes to degrade, and there a sad story he told, how he a poor cuckold was made. This was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. His brethren all by consent, this friar they there did beslave, allotting him that punishment the squire would covet or crave. The landlord, courageous and stout, declared to the friary crew that both his stones should be cut out, that he no more mischief might do. This was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. They straight for a surgeon did send, and gave him £100, that he might the friar befriend, and smother this terrible wound. For though her astray then did run, such things we must often excuse, for surely he would be undone, if he should those playfellows lose. This was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. That day that you must do the thing, we in the next room will abide. A pair of dogstones you may bring, the which will the mystery hide. He must on a table be bound, and while you this work are about, though you never give him a wound, yet over him then to cry out, this was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. The landlord began to draw near, when they had bid the surgeon prove true, and though he's a friar, ne'er fear, to make him an eunuch too. Here take up your £100, here silver guineas galore, his landlord said, I will be bound, when done to give half as much more. This was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. The day being come, he was tied fast down with a strong hempen band, his arms and his legs open wide. He could not stir head, foot, or hand. The friars and landlord likewise sat waiting all in the next room to hear the most horrible cries, when gelding was to be his doom. This was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. The friar no fear had at all, but there did most patiently lie, and oft to the surgeon did call, to counsel him when he should cry. The surgeon he thus did reply, you need not to keep such a rote, I'll warrant you by and by, you'll find when 'tis time to cry out. This was an Irish friar. This was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. The friar was never at rest, but still would be acting of groans. He counted they were but in jest, but the surgeon straight whipped off his stones. As soon as this mischief befell him, though he was both lusty and stout, the surgeon, he need not to tell him, he found it was time to cry out. This was an Irish friar, this was an Irish friar, who every day the wanton did play, and cuckold his landlord the squire. The friars all running with speed, as soon as his cries they did hear, and seeing their brother to bleed, the rogues they did tremble for fear. The surgeon said 'twas but discretion, to Geldall were there many more, than lasses might come to confession, and they not debauch them no more. The friar, he cursed the knife, the friar, he cursed the knife. He sighs and groans for the loss of his stones. He had rather have parted with life.